Hi, I'm Will Smythe, and I'm a program manager on Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server, responsible for cross-platform tools, APIs, and extensibility. In this video, I want to talk to you about Team Explorer Everywhere, or TEE, what it does, and who it's for. I also want to show you a quick demo of how you can manage a Java project in Git and build it with Maven on Visual Studio Online. I also want to leave you with a few useful links to help you get started. So, first off, show of hands, who knew that they could use Visual Studio Online to manage their Java projects? Nobody? Yeah, I get that a lot. Hopefully the title of this video gave you some indication that this is possible and that TEE is one of those tools that can help. Although I should point out that TEE is not a requirement for working with Java projects on Visual Studio Online. So TEE is a set of tools from Microsoft that helps Java teams manage their source code, their bugs, their stories, their builds, all using the same cloud-based service that's used by millions of .NET developers today. TEE has three main parts. One, a plugin for Eclipse, which I'll show you later. Two, a cross-platform command line client, which provides command line interface for interacting with TF version control. And three, a Java SDK, which includes APIs for creating work items, performing various functions, including build, security, and more. All these tools work from whatever platform you're developing on, including Linux, Mac, or Windows. For source code, Visual Studio Online supports Git out of the box. This means that you can use whatever Git tools you want, including the eGit tools that are provided in many Eclipse packages. You just clone your repo, work with it, and push it back up to Visual Studio Online. And because VSO supports both Ant and Maven out of the box, you can easily set up a CI build from TEE that builds your Java apps on VSO's hosted build service. Let's now switch to a demo so I can show you more about TEE. So I've already seeded a Java project into my workspace and shared it with my team in a Git repo on Visual Studio Online. It's a simple JEE app that builds with Maven and produces a WAR file. So from the Team Explorer view, I can work with my repos, my work items, my builds. Let's go ahead and set up a CI build for this project. The CI build will run on Visual Studio Online's hosted build service. I'll go ahead and give my new build definition a name, set it up for continuous integration, confirm that my source settings look correct, and then go ahead and specify my Maven POM file. I could also select my Ant build XML file if I was building with Ant. Go ahead and click OK to create the build definition. And because TEE just built some files for me, I need to switch over to the Git views and actually commit some of these resources up to my repo. So I'll select my repository, select commit, select my files. And go ahead and commit and push those. Okay. Because I just pushed to my repo, I should be able to flip over to my build definition and see that the build has already been queued. There it is. In just a few seconds, this build will start and we can see the results. So there we have it. Our build's completed successfully. I'll now go ahead and open up the build drop so we can look at the results. If I drill into my results, I can see my Maven target files, and then I can see the resulting WAR file that got produced by my build. Pretty cool stuff. And there you have it. Hopefully this video has piqued your interest in TEE and Visual Studio Online. To learn more, I recommend starting at the TEE product page on visualstudio.com. This page provides more details about features and functions in TEE and links to other resources. If you're ready to jump in and start playing, visit the Microsoft Download Center and download the Eclipse plugin, the cross-platform command line client, or the Java SDK. Thanks for watching and happy coding!